Welcome to Textonation. We're speaking with Tim Robinson, Vice President of Marketing at ThermoWorks. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, ThermoWorks has been around for a while, in fact, a couple of decades. Give us some background about the company, first of all.
Well, ThermoWorks is about everything thermal, so measuring temperature. And it came out of some very, very high-tech devices. The founder of the company was involved with a company called Heart Scientific, and they would make these very technical thermometers for, like, museums to calibrate the internal temperatures for the paintings and other such things, also calibration tools, you know, instruments accurate to 0.0000015C, you know, things like that. And he saw an opportunity to take one of these technologies. It's called a thermocouple. It's a very robust and accurate technology, and apply that to the food industry, and particularly the commercial side of it, health inspectors and food safety. There are these HACCP regulations, right, that the restaurants and food service providers have to comply with, and really developed this remarkable new tool called the ThermoPen. It's got a folding probe, and it's accurate to 0.7 degrees in 2 or 3 seconds, and that really just took off like wildfire. First with the, like I say, the commercial food service industry. All of your great chefs use the ThermoPen. In fact, I'm going to be in New York this coming weekend for the James Beard House event, which of course is like, you know, the Academy Awards of the food industry. And everybody uses ThermoPens, but really my task as the marketing guy is to get more regular people to know about it, because it really can change the way that you cook in your own kitchen by adopting some of the same techniques that, you know, professional chefs use, and it's all about temperature.
Well, step us through how, say, somebody who maybe might be cooking a big meal for lots of company, maybe in a week or so, how they might
maybe
take advantage of it.
That could happen. Yeah, you know, the remarkable thing is just that so often, I mean, I was just looking at some, I won't mention them by name, but some very reputable, you know, culinary sites just this week, and I was just astounded to still see things like, you know, cook your turkey for 2 hours or cook at such and such a degrees, or cook it for 3 hours and then let it rest for 30 minutes. And of course, those kinds of recommendations were all we had 100 years ago. But now you can actually measure the internal temperature of a turkey. And of course, your turkey is not exactly the same size as my turkey. Your oven, when it says 350, is not at the same temperature as my oven when it says 350, right? There's different fat content in the turkeys. There are all of these variables that are going to affect the speed and rate of cooking. But the one thing that doesn't change is that when the turkey gets to a certain temperature, we recommend 157 in the breast, 175 in the thigh. There's a differential there we can talk about. But it, when it gets to a certain temperature, that is the most definitive indication of its doneness. And that might happen at 2.5 hours. It might happen at 3.5, as you may well know. Sometimes you're waiting for that turkey to be done, but you want it to be done. No one wants to eat an unsafe turkey or an overcooked turkey that's dry and tasteless.
And we'll be back with more from Tim Robinson in just a minute. First, this message from VideoBlocks. I love to take pictures and shoot video, and of course, I edit a lot of audio. That's why I was so excited to find VideoBlocks, an amazingly rich place to find royalty-free video, images, and sound. I've been a customer and can't tell you how much VideoBlocks has helped in creating everything from family videos to commercials. So I asked them, can you give Textonation listeners a break? Boy, did they. A triple bundle that gives you unlimited access for a year to thousands and thousands of video clips, images, and audio files. All three for just $149. Imagine this behind the video of your mother-in-law carving a turkey. The deal? You'll only find it at videoblocks.com/textonation. I know you'll love it as much as I do. That's videoblocks.com/textonation. Act now. Special offer ends December 31st, 2017. We're back with more of our interview with Tim Robinson of ThermoWorks. So using the ThermaPen, step us through how you would use this. This just flips open like a pocket knife almost kind of thing, right?
It is. It's like a pocket knife. That's right. So it's got a big bold digit on it. There are no buttons, by the way, to catch the, you know, those are called food traps in the industry where, you know, bacteria can grow. So you swing it open and it's on, you close it and it's off. It even has an accelerometer in there, like your phone does. So if you set it down and it's open, it will go to sleep. And then you pick it up, it knows it's being used. It flips back on. It flips the screen to the orientation of whichever way you're holding it. It's pretty whiz-bang kind of device. But the most important thing that it does is it gives you basically real-time information about what are called gradients in your food. And when we talk about, a turkey being at, for example, 157 degrees, what we mean is that the lowest temperature that you can find in that turkey is 157 degrees. You're going to see lots of other higher temperatures because, of course, as foods cook, they cook from the outside in. They're not all at the same temperature. Your steak is not all at the same temperature. Nothing's all at the same temperature. And those differences are called gradients. And so when you put a ThermaPen in there, it takes about 2 seconds to come to its initial reading. But then as you pull that probe tip, and the sensor is in the very, very tip, it's this microscopic little weld down there. As you pull that through the turkey, you see the numbers change. And when you see those numbers change, it changes your life because you actually have real-time data about what's going on inside your food, whether it's bread or steak or brisket or casserole. You're seeing changing numbers, and again, you're looking for that lowest number. So, you know, it's been in there for 3 hours. You think it's done. You pull that probe tip through the turkey, and you see, you know, 150, 148, 147, 149, 153, 158. So, right? You went all the way down to 147. Is that turkey done? It's not done. So you put it back in the oven. And we have other thermometers that can track the temperature while it's in there, right? But that final verification with that ThermaPen is what lets you know what the lowest number is, therefore what the doneness of that turkey is. And you can nail it perfectly. So if you get it to right at 157, let it rest for about half an hour. It's going to continue to rise as all of those gradients equilibrate inside that turkey meat. And then you're going to have just this moist, delicious turkey. People might not even ask for the cranberry sauce or the gravy.
I was going to say, once you have that perfect turkey, everything else is just gravy, right?
That would be the perfect way to say it. But really, you might not even want the gravy. I mean, we did a turkey here in our demo kitchen. We have a demo kitchen and a chef, and we did a turkey the other day, and I mean, people were just gathering around. What they were doing is they were dipping the turkey in the rendered juices. Right, there's some fat in there, and then of course there was some butter in the preparation. But everybody would just rip off a hunk of the, you know, the dark meat, which was like pulled pork. It was just luscious, and you would just dip it in there and grab maybe a parsnip or a turnip from the tray. And oh my goodness, good turkey. People say they don't like turkey is because they've never had good turkey. It's amazing.
Well, tell us about the pricing and availability of the ThermaPen.
So the ThermaPen is a little more than you're going to expect to pay, right? Because it is that professional thermocouple sensor. So it's a $99 tool. Now, before you gasp, the fact of the matter is that it's waterproof, it's shock resistant, it's got this durable casing. It's going to last you for years and years and years and years. You're literally going to go through 10 of those $15 digital thermometers you buy at Walmart. Those are going to break. Of course, they're totally inaccurate. And so you're going to have better results and actually save money over time with the ThermaPen. There are some other thermometers, particularly for the turkey. There's a thing called the Chef Alarm.
Tell us about that. And you don't have to be opening the oven all the time with that?
That's exactly right. So there are basically two different types of thermometers. Most people don't know this, but it's kind of, I like to liken it to the odometer and the speedometer in your car, right? If you're going to get somewhere, you need to know how fast you're going, but you also need to know how far you've come. And so the ThermaPen is that thing like the speedometer that you stick that in there and you pull it through and you see what all of those temperatures are right now. But you're not going to put the ThermaPen in the oven. It will melt. It's got circuitry in there. So we have a thing called the Chef Alarm. That's called the leave-in probe thermometer. It's got a cable, right? And so you put the probe into what you think is the thermal center the center of that breast meat. If you have two of them, you can put one in the thigh too and measure both. But and then the cable comes through the oven door, you shut the oven, and then you have this beautiful big bold display on the outside that's telling you what the temperature of the turkey is without opening the door. And that's going to be tracking changes in temperature over time, kind of like your odometer. It's going to show you that one point where you put that probe is going from, you know, 45 degrees straight out of the fridge, all the way up to, you know, let's say it beeps, you set an alarm so it can beep for you, so you can go watch the football game, right? So you set it at 157, it beeps at 157, but what you don't know is that the lowest number? Because it's only measuring that one little spot. So you really need both, but that one lets you know that you're close. Then you come in with the ThermoPen and measure. And of course we have less expensive instruments you can buy as well, that are not quite as accurate or robust, but, you can pull that through, verify your doneness. And then what I do, so let's say it beeps at 157, but I pull my ThermoPen through and I see a 149. I reposition my leave-in probe. I get a hot pad to make sure not to burn myself, and I reposition that until the number on my chef alarm matches that lowest number. So when it says 149 on my chef alarm, now I know I'm really tracking that lowest temperature in the turkey. Put it back in, you know, press reset on the alarm for 157. Now when it beeps, I'll verify again, but I know I'm really tracking the lowest temperature there.
You know, there have been companies, one in particular, I guess, comes to mind, that have been selling turkeys for years that have the plastic thing that pops up when the turkey is supposed to be done.
Oh, yeah. Yes, the pop-up timer, the infamous
people. You're saying pretty much people should not really be relying on that.
You know, yeah. So I mean, the anatomy of a pop-up timer, it's got some metal in there that melts. It's supposed to melt at a reliable temperature, but it doesn't, right? The Consumer Reports took 25 of these things. They found one go off at 135, right? Nobody should be eating turkey at 135. You'll be in the hospital. Most of them go off at much, much higher temperatures, 185. So it's just not an accurate way to gauge the doneness of a bird. If you buy one that has one in it, don't take it out. Leave it in. If you rip it out, you're going to make a little hole there. That's called a heat sink. And that's going to bring hot air in there, and that's going to change kind of the thermodynamics of your turkey. So just leave it there and ignore it entirely. It'll pop at whatever time it pops, and hopefully, you know, but it may not even pop, right? Because you're going to pull it out when it's done and not wait for that pop. But leave it there, and then you can pull it out at the last minute before you carve and serve.
Terrific. Now, the chef alarm is a little less expensive, right, than the ThermoPen?
That's true. So the chef alarm is the leave-in probe. It's $59, and it's again, splash-proof, big, bold digits. It's got a built-in timer. Another key thing about the chef alarm, it shows min and max temperatures at all times. So that would be the lowest and the highest temperature that was experienced, you know, since it's been on. And that's really, really helpful in lots of ways. I mean, thawing your turkey, right? So you put your turkey in that ice slurry to have it thaw. You don't want that ice slurry to get above 40 degrees, because that's when bacteria starts to grow. So you can set that high alarm on your chef alarm to 40 degrees, and you can leave, right, and wait for it to beep. If you come in, you can check that max, because maybe with the ice, you know, there's a piece of ice has come closer to the probe tip, and maybe it was actually at 45 degrees, but now it's back down to 40. But you can look at that max temp and see, oh, it was at 45. I need to add some ice, right? I need to make sure that I keep this temperature down. And then also on the back end of your cook, we talk about that carryover cooking. So we say pull it out at 157. The reason we say that is because if it stays at 157 or above for about a minute and a half, it is pasteurized. All the pathogens are killed, according to the USDA. At 165, that's the number people know. At 165, it's an instantaneous death for all of those pathogens. But at lower temperatures, it just has to be held there for a little while. Well, with a big turkey, big mass of meat like that, it's going to stay at 157 or above for 15, 20 minutes. So you pull it out at 157, but you can leave that chef alarm in there, leave the probe in, and you can watch the temperatures continue to rise. You could leave the room, come back. You'll see what the max temp was. It's probably 164. That'll be the you know, the hottest it got at that coolest point before it started to cool down again. So really useful in lots of ways. The one thing it doesn't do is you can't pull it through and get all those gradients that you get with an instant read thermometer like the ThermoPen.
Terrific. So for more info, where do we go?
You need to go to thermoworks.com. You know, our CEO and founder was passionate about thermometry, and he's also really, really passionate about customer service. We have some of the best net promoter scores that people have ever heard of. Our customers love us. And so he says we don't really trust our, you know, the Walmarts of the world to treat our customers in the way that we want to treat them. So we sell direct. So you come to thermoworks.com, and there you're going to find all of our products, the ThermoPen, the Chef Alarm, as well as some less expensive options. Also, if you go to thermoworks.com/turkeytips, you'll find some of our very, very best content on critical temperatures for turkey, how to achieve, you know, a different temperature for your white meat than your dark meat, right? Because it's like cooking a steak and a brisket at the same time. Lots of great tips and ideas at thermoworks.com/turkeytips.
Great stuff, and you've made us all plenty hungry. Tim Robinson, thanks for taking the time with us.
Oh, it's been a great pleasure, Fred. Thanks so much.